This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Manuka honey inhibits breast cancer in human cells and could extend to other cancers, a new study has found. Manuka honey has long been valued for its health benefits. Due to its antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties, the substance may help heal wounds, reduce acne, and improve oral health. Now, a new study out of UCLA has found that it's effective in treating a common type of breast cancer. Researchers conducted preclinical experiments and found that oral administration of Manuka honey significantly reduced tumor growth by 84% in mice with estrogen receptor positive breast cancer cells, or ER positive breast cancer cells, without affecting healthy cells. ER-positive breast cancer means the tumors grow in response to the hormone estrogen, and that type of breast cancer comprises around 80% of all hormone receptor-positive cases. Manuka honey, produced by bees who feed on the flowers of the New Zealand manuka bush, is honey that is rich in compounds like flavonoids, phytochemicals, complex carbohydrates, vitamins, amino acids, and minerals. Those compounds have previously proven effective in inhibiting pathways that activate tumor growth. Researchers found the honey not only inhibited tumor growth, but also resulted in cell death of ER-positive breast cancer cells in human samples. The team also noted that when honey was used in combination with tamoxifen, it enhanced the drug's anti-tumor action. The authors theorize that one mechanism of the honey is to block estrogen receptors. Because estrogen causes tumors to grow in ER-positive breast cancer patients, they often take estrogen-blocking drugs. The honey may eventually be used as a standalone treatment for patients not responding to traditional drugs or for those with harsh side effects. The researchers also found that during in vitro human cell testing, the honey also provoked a significant 75% reduction in cell growth of a type of lung cancer and in a type of pancreatic cancer. The number of fish species on Earth is greater than that of amphibians, birds, mammals, and reptiles combined, totaling more than 33,000 fish species. And now another 201 freshwater fish have been identified. The new species report, a collaboration between Shoal Conservation, the IUCN Freshwater Fish Specialist Group, and the California Academy of Sciences, lists freshwater fish across the globe. Kathy Hughes, co-chair of the IUCN Freshwater Fish Specialist Group, says, "More than half of all fish species live in freshwater, which is remarkable, considering less than 1% of Earth's water is liquid freshwater." The species identified in the latest list include the Wandariba killifish, which can jump out of the water and live on land for hours to avoid predators, the spookily named vampire catfish, and a shiny little creature called the beautiful fin darter. A teenaged computer coder is building a first-of-its-kind American Sign Language app. 17-year-old Danush Eshwar is a computer science whiz. Eshwar is one of the winners of Apple's 2024 Swift Student Challenge, which challenges young creators with developing apps that solve real-world problems. His submission, Finger Dance, is geared for better communication between the deaf and hearing communities. Using machine learning and augmented reality, it recognizes users' hand poses and classifies them as American Sign Language letters, helping beginners learn ASL. Eshwar says, "The thing I love so much about computer science is it's not a theoretical thing. It's a very hands-on, practical, problem-solving system that you can use to help others." The winning program was created specifically for the challenge and is not yet in app stores, but the high school senior is hard at work on an even more ambitious project that he says will be available to download in the future, an app that translates ASL hand signs to English in real time, like a Google Translate for visual languages, Eshwar says. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.